Okay, I want to get you to stand up again and grab the hands of the people next to you. Okay, and I just want to pray over us because God wants to speak to us. He wants to stir up stuff in our spirits. So I just want to pray. So just agree with me. Open up your heart to what the Spirit is doing in you already and wanting to do more. So yeah, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you have purposes for this congregation, Lord. Thank you that you have purposes for every single person in this congregation, every single person here. And Holy Spirit, I just want to invite you to come and to stir up our spirits this morning. Lord, I pray that you would unblock our ears, that we would hear what you're saying, that you would give us eyes to see what you're doing. And Lord, I just want to break off any spirit of apathy or unbelief or cynicism that comes in. Lord, we just break that off and we just release your Spirit of truth. We release your Spirit of truth, truth that sets us free. We release it in this place. And Lord, I just want to ask that you would do awesome things in us this morning. Amen. Okay. So, you know, I've been praying. Who went to the 24/4 prayer room this week? Great. It was amazing, wasn't it? The presence of God was so there. And one time when I was there, I was praying for the Maidenhead congregation and just, you know, seeing what God is saying, thinking about this morning. What does God want to say to you guys? And, you know, one of the things that came out to me the most, which is actually something I preached on like almost a year ago here, is the thing that's going to bring the breakthrough in this congregation. You know, it's not how excellent your programs are, you know, which these are good things. You know, it's not how much money you've got. It's not how great your leaders are. All these kind of things that we can think of. Oh, if we just had that, then we'd be able to do this. If we just had that, we'd be able to do this. You know, those things are good things, but they're not going to bring the breakthrough that to see God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. The thing that's going to bring breakthrough in this congregation is your hunger for God. You know, that gift of hunger where you are desperate for God. You are desperate for his presence. You're desperate to see his desires become a reality in this town. That kind of hunger and desperation is what is going to break it open. You know, the things that you're dreaming about, get hungry for God. That's going to break it open in this congregation. Does anyone agree with me? And Chris Forster shared a quote that he'd heard last week, which I think is just brilliant. I just want to share it with you. It's from a guy called Sean Smith, who was traveling with a Jesus Culture tour that's been going on in the UK. And he said that in the natural, when someone stops getting hungry, you know there's something wrong. You know, that they've got something wrong with their bodies. They're not being hungry because it's natural for us to get hungry. And it's exactly the same in the spirit. If we stop getting hungry in the spirit, then there's something wrong. And so, you know, I'm just praying today that the Holy Spirit will just release in all of us an increased hunger for him. This kind of hunger that takes over us, that is kind of like, oh, because you know how it is when you're actually hungry in the natural. You know, it's like you start getting ratty or I'm not trying to say that we should all get ratty, but you know how it is. It can be this thing that really, like, you just really need to eat, and it kind of is a really kind of overwhelming sensation. We need that in the spirit to break through. And you know, God wants to break through in this congregation, not just for you guys. He does want to break through for you guys, but because he's desperate to see Maidenhead transformed by his love. He's so desperate. I don't even realize how desperate he is, and I can realize it a little bit. He really is desperate, and that's what I'm going to speak about today. I just felt to share, kind of speak prophetically into you as a congregation, and to speak into you about revival, because I know God is stirring it up. I know it's on his heart, and I know it's on his heart for the town of Maidenhead. And I'm just kind of trying to cooperate with what the Spirit is wanting to stir up here today in this congregation and beyond. And, you know, I just want to speak into some stuff around revival. You know, I know that sometimes in the UK, the word revival has got bad connotations associated with it. You know, sometimes it's like maybe people think, oh, that's for the extremists who don't live in the real world, you know, haven't got their feet on the ground, don't know how it really works. You know, maybe for some of us, it's associated with cynicism and disappointment because, you know, I remember in the 90s, for example, when God was really moving in power, really refreshing the church. And there was a lot of kind of expectation for revival, and people were believing for that. And in some ways, that it didn't kind of manifest maybe in the way that people were expecting. And is, you know, for, you know, some people kind of, if you look at the UK church as a whole, you know, this is just my thoughts, it may not be completely correct, so please don't get too angry with me if you don't think it's right. You know, it seems like we kind of withdrew from this to kind of protect ourselves. Maybe we got cynical, we're like, oh, I've been down that road before and it didn't really work out. And so there's kind of a cynicism that it seems that have grown up in the church around these things out of disappointment. And I just believe that God is wanting to come in and break that open, because I believe it's been a plan of the enemy to actually stop the church in the UK becoming who God has created us to be. Because, you know, we see the world around us, and the church is the answer to the problem. God has chosen to work through his church. That is how he's chosen to do it. And so the church in the UK and the church here in Maidenhead needs to rise up and become who they were created to be. Are you up for it? Great. And, you know, I just, I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and I can't remember exactly what we were talking about, but we were just talking about how amazing God is and just the work he's done in our lives. And we were just like, oh my goodness, if we didn't have God, if we didn't know his love, if we didn't know the kind of healing that he brings, the peace it brings, like, how would you survive? You know, we all know life has so many difficulties in it. Tragic things happen. And you just think, if you didn't have God, what would happen? You know, you can totally see how people become bitter. You know, you can see how you can see how families get broken up because people have got things that have happened in their life and they've hurt them so badly that it's just kind of caused them maybe to behave in certain ways. But we know a God who really can restore us from the most terrible situations, who can turn things around, who can break us free. I mean, I just love hearing stories from people, different ones I've heard of your stories here, where you've been through terrible situations and you've walked through it, you've faced it in the face, as it were. You've looked it in the eye, you've dealt with it, you've gone through the pain, but you've known that God has brought you into that restoration and that freedom, and it's, you're not scarred for life anymore because God has set you free. And it's just, you know, when we just focus on that, we're like, wow, God, the world needs to know about your love. And you've chosen me, you've chosen this church to step out and be a facilitator, a vessel of people encountering this love of God, which is transforming. You know, and sometimes when we think about that, it's also actually really overwhelming, because we're like, I can get really excited about what God wants to do, but what does it mean practically for how I live my life? But that's the thing, isn't it? That when Jesus was going back up to heaven, you know, that promise, he will always be with us. It is about living in his spirit and step by step. I mean, it was just so fantastic hearing Rob's story this morning. And I thought, oh, that's so good that he told that story, because that kind of is the heart of what I'm talking about, is that us in our day-to-day lives, as we're going to work, as we're, you know, with friends and family, whatever we do, bring in the presence of God in that situation. Because every single one of us who know and love Jesus, we have that spirit of God living inside of us, that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And so, you know, when we are walking into these situations, we have that spirit of God inside of us that can transform those situations around. And so we need to know who we are. We need to know who we are. We need to break out of this kind of playing down who we are, or not even realizing it. We need revelation of who we are as the sons and daughters of the King, as princes and princesses, as royalty. Because once we realize that, this church is going to go, whoo. You know, I mean it. I'm not just saying it to be nice. I actually believe it 100% that the key to this church breaking out is to get hungry, obviously, I said, but to know who we are as sons and daughters. Because as soon as we start realizing that, we're going to see breakthrough. Boldness is going to come. Courage is going to come. And we're not just going to live indifferent. You know, you have not been called to live a normal life. You haven't. You've been called to live an extraordinary life. Life of supernatural God coming in. And I'm not saying that it's joyful every moment, because it's not. But, well, you know, we can know the joy of the Lord as our strength. We go through challenges. We go through stuff. But our eyes need to be set towards who Jesus is, where he's leading us. and we will see fruit come. So I just, if you just want to go with me in your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 6. Okay, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8. Now the king of Aram was warring against Israel, and he counseled with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall be my camp." Then the man of God sent word to the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Arameans are coming down there." The king of Israel sent to the place about which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, so that he guarded himself there more than once or twice. Now the heart of the king of Aram was enraged over this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, "Will you tell me which of us is for the king of Israel?" One of his servants said, "No, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet, who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom." So he said, "Go and see where he is, that I may send and take him." And it was told him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan." He sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. Now when the attendant of the man of God had risen early and gone out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was circling the city. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Then Elisha prayed and said, "O Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw. And behold, the mountains was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. When they came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, "Strike this people with blindness, I pray." So he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Then Elisha said to them, "This is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek." And he brought them to Samaria. When they had come into Samaria, Elisha said, "O Lord, open the eyes of these men, that they may see." So the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. Then the king of Israel, when he saw them, said to Elisha, "My father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them?" He answered, "You shall not kill them. Would you kill those you have taken captive with your sword and with your bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master." So he prepared a great feast for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master. And the marauding bands of Arameans did not come again into the land of Israel. This is what God is wanting to do with us. He's wanting to open our eyes that we may see. Open our eyes that we may see. You know, we can get so much into an earthly mindset, but there's a whole spiritual realm that's going on that's affecting the earth. And we need to open our eyes that we may see. That we may see just who our God is. You know, we were singing that amazing song about the name of Jesus. And I was just thinking, yes, Lord, help us to believe what we are singing in these words about the name of Jesus. Because if we really, really believe it, then that is just going to give us that boldness to start walking in that in our day-to-day lives, that we would really believe that the name of Jesus does break open situations. You know, open our eyes that we may see. I encourage you to ask God, open that he would open your eyes, that you may see. You may see who he is in your workplace. You may see who he is in your family, who he is in your own life. You know, and just, you know, we see there that Elisha, he knew who God was. And so he was acting out that place of rest, that when the enemy was coming against him, who was surrounding him, that in the natural, there was nothing left for him. He would just be killed. But he knew who his God was, so he was working from that place of seeing what God was doing, and then very casually just praying, oh God, blind them, leading them to Samaria. You know, it just, when you read it like that, you're like, wow, that's a bit of a crazy story. But he knew who God was. And as a result of that, those Arameans never troubled the land of Israel again. And, you know, my prayer for us is that God would open our eyes so that we would first of all know who God is. We'd really know who he is. Not what our experience suggests that he is. Not even what our unbelief suggests who he is. But who he actually is. You know, when we read the scripture, actually believing it. You know, it's just very simple. And I'm speaking to myself at the same time, you know. Actually believing the scripture that is there. Believing it. It's that simple. But that is what's going to transform this world. And when we get to heaven, we're going to be interested in the things of our earthly life that counted for eternity. That's what we're going to be interested in. We're not going to be interested in other things. The things that counted for eternity. You know, the other things about that God would open our eyes to see who we are. As I was talking before about sons and daughters, royalty. We need to know who we are. We need to know who we are. You know, sometimes you... even if, you know, I look in my own life and about how God has been, you know, and he still is taking me on a journey of discovering who I am. And I just think where I was here and what God has revealed to me there, it's just transformed me so much. And you're like, wow, this is available. This is who we really are. And I know there's more for me. And it's just so sad when you look at sometimes people and you just think, oh, they just don't know who they are. And it's just affecting their life in such a detrimental way. But there's revelation available for us to know who we are. And I love that verse in Romans 8, verse 19, where it talks about how creation is waiting for the sons of God, the sons and daughters of God, to rise up. You know, it comes from that place of knowing who we are. The town of Maidenhead is waiting for you, the sons and daughters of God, to rise up. They are. They may not realize it, but there's something deep inside of them, and it is groaning and waiting for you to rise up, because they need God. They need him. You know, I'm praying that God would open our eyes, that we would see the world that's right on our doorstep. Those people around us, our neighbours, whoever they may be. It could be that God is stirring up people that he wants you to rise up and bring his love to. You know, we need to open our eyes to see. You know, it seems like such a curse on our Western culture is busyness. Busy, 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 busy. You know, in our heads, busy, 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 busy. And it's that busyness which is strangling us, choking us. And I don't know exactly how we work it out practically, but we somehow need to overcome this busy, 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 and actually maybe reflect upon our lives, that kind of thing. I know that might not be a very helpful thing to say, but I can see, you know, when I've been to other countries who don't have this, and you see it more clearly in our Western culture, that this busy, 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 do, 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 is strangling us. And it says very clearly in scripture that fruitfulness, which is what we're looking for, we're not looking for busyness, we're looking for fruitfulness, comes from intimacy with the Father. We need to take that so seriously. We need to adjust our lives. You know, I'm not trying to downplay, you know, the different responsibilities we have and say that it's easy, because it's not easy to adjust things. But we need to find a way of adjusting it so that we are seeking his presence. And I just felt to kind of confront almost a lie that I feel the enemy has whispered into us, is that you're either a presence person or you're kind of an evangelist or a social justice kind of person, is separated over here. It's just such a lie of the enemy. You know, we need to be going for the evangelism and social justice. And even more, if we're going for that, we need to be people of the presence. Even more. You know, it's coming from that place of presence that's going to bring those breakthroughs. You know, Jesus, he didn't hang around. He wasn't in a Christian bubble. He was out there amongst the people, seeing the healings happen, seeing lives restored amongst the people. That's where God wants us to be. You know, I speak to myself, that's where I want to be, in that place. But I want to be in that place in the power of the presence. And, you know, the revival that I feel God is wanting to release is about us, every single one of us, knowing how to host the presence wherever we are, so that when we're here, we bring the presence. You know, that is what God's heart is for. We know who we are. We know how to host the presence. We are one with him, and we are bringing it wherever we are. You know, these Sundays should be about us coming together as family, getting fired up, seeking God, hearing what he's saying, encouraging each other for the rest of our lives in the week where we are bringing the kingdom. That's what it needs to be. And, yes, I know that's what God wants it to be. We need to go for it. Are you up for it? So yeah, you know, if you have took on that lie of it's either presence or this, you know, I think sometimes some of us, maybe we've got too scared to become a presence person because we've feared that if we do, we'll be so up in the clouds that we won't be able to relate to the people here on the earth. And that is a lie sent by the enemy to disempower you. Because if you're going to be effective over here, it's only going to happen in the power of the Spirit. It's not going to happen in your own strength. It's just not going to happen. You need the power of the Spirit. So I just want to confront that lie. And I just want to say that, you know, if that is something that the enemy's whispered into you, bring it before God. Let him set you free. You know, repent of believing that lie. And become a person of the presence, bringing it here. You can bring it in a very normal, natural way, you know. You can, you know, God wants us to be ourselves in his Spirit. Just want to read a few verses and then I just want to read a few verses and I'm just going to invite the Holy Spirit just to do stuff in us. Just go with me to Matthew 11, verse 12. From the days of John, Matthew 11, verse 12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. You know, that doesn't sound very apathetic, laid back, let it happen, let's see what God does. That sounds, go after it, pull in the kingdom, work with God, be proactive. This is the battle. You know, this is a battle. The enemy is wanting to win, but we take it by force because we have God with us and he's more powerful than the works of the enemy. But we need to become violent in a positive way. You know, it's just talking about, the thing about violence, I suppose, it talks about a level of passion that people have, which is, you know, used in an unhelpful, destructive way. But actually, there's something about redeeming that for the kingdom. And just Isaiah 9, verse 7, I often say this verse. You know, it talks about the increase of his government peace. There will be no end. There is always more. There's always more that God wants to bring. So we don't need to worry. We don't need to worry that we're going to get to a place and that will be it. We're never going to get there. There's always going to be increase, so we can always go for it. So I want to invite you to, you know, some of you maybe you already made this decision, this is what you're living for. Some of you, maybe this is the first time. Some of you, maybe God is wanting you to make a fresh commitment to actually give your lives to see revival in Maidenhead, in the UK, wherever God is asking you to bring it. And when I say revival, I mean seeing God's kingdom come on earth as in heaven, seeing people know Jesus, seeing people healed, seeing people know his peace, his hope, seeing people come alive because they know who they're created to be. You know, seeing transformation in our community because people know who they are in God, that tangibly affects the community, that actually people can say, look, this was once like this, and now look how it is. Those kind of tangible things. You know, when I'm talking about revival, I'm talking about you knowing how to host and carry the presence of God every moment of your life and bringing it into the day-to-day of your life. This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about revolution. Woo! And so I'm asking you to come and join me and run to see this revolution, to see the UK change, to see Maidenhead change, to make those bold choices, you know, like Rob did, where it was just like, oh, I feel so scared, but can I pray for you? That simple thing has transformed those people's lives forever. It's amazing. That's what it's about. It's those simple things. God is with us, transforming us. And that's what he's asking us for. But we need to get hungry. We need to get hungry for it. And so I just want to ask you to stand up. I want to ask you to come here because I think we need to move. Let's get out. If we're going to be stirred up in this way, it's not going to be staying where we are. We need to move forward. Yeah, let's just welcome the Spirit. Just where you are, welcome the Spirit. Welcome the Spirit to open your eyes, to open your ears, to stir up. You know, maybe you want to just repent before God for things that have been laying hold of you. Maybe you want to bring your disappointments to God, your cynicism, your unbelief. Maybe God is just showing things. You know, I've been through things where I've prayed for things to happen and it hasn't worked out. And it's caused unbelief to come in and I've had to break it off. I know these things. Some of us need to bring those things before God. And we need to give ourselves wholeheartedly, take up our cross and follow him and give ourselves to see revival. We need to get hungry, hungry. So yeah, Holy Spirit, we just thank you, Lord, that you have chosen us as the church to be bringers of your love and your kingdom into this world. Thank you that you have put us here in Maidenhead because you want to see Maidenhead transformed with your love. And I just want to invite you, Holy Spirit, just to come and impart something to us. Break off the lies, break off the apathy, break off the indifference. Lord, would you get hold of us, Lord? Get hold of us, Lord. Stir up that desire to take the kingdom by force. Stir it up, Lord. I pray we would rise up as sons and daughters that you've called us to be, Lord. Oh, Jesus, do something in our hearts. Do something in our hearts. Stir us up. Yeah, I just want to invite anyone who wants to just come and pray into this stuff, just to come and pray into the microphone.